Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. It's Gutter and Cheyenne. Welcome to our on-demand channel. And we're going to highlight some of our favorite segments.
Gutter is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
Weekdays at 7:30. I call strangers at work somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? All right, you know the whole blinker fluid joke?
Yeah.
Let's call an auto parts store and see if they really get that question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is an auto parts store in Michigan.
Auto Parts and Better, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh, I got kind of a random question.
Okay.
Does anybody ever call with, like, the whole blinker fluid question?
Actually, I've had it a few times. A lot of times it's like people's dads playing tricks on their daughters and stuff like that.
I love it.
They'll be like, my dad said my blinker fluid's out. Do you guys carry that? I'm like, yeah, it's in the vending machine in the back.
Nice. Josh, thanks for sharing the stories. I love you, man.
Well, hey, no problem. Hey, you know what? You want a better one?
What's that?
If you can look up on Google, this has actually got a part number for a flux capacitor. So you can call them and give them that part number, really? And it'll actually come up in their system.
Good stuff. Josh, I love you, man.
No problem.
I love you, man.
Have a good one.
I love you, man.
Love you too.
Oh, right at the end there. He was into that conversation, man.
He was into that.
He must have been bored that day. That is I Love You Man, Campbell Country 107.9. Mickey, take it away.
Ha-ha! Oh, boy. It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Ha-ha! Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
How accurate it is, I think, is just what makes it so fantastic.
Yeah, Jader voiced that for us yesterday. It sounds so good.
Your dad joke is brought to you by Santan Honda in Earnhardt Dealership. Who is the funniest Disney princess?
Who is the funniest Disney princess?
Rapunzel!
Rapunzel!
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
I love that he can't do that Disney, that Mickey voice without saying,
ha-ha.
Oh, boy. You almost have to just to get a character.
You do. I get it. It's so funny.
Oh, boy.
Chick-fil-A is open now on Power and McKellips. Opened at 6 a.m. this morning. People were lined up since last night at 6 p.m. because the first 100 people to participate in the 12-hour campout will get free Chick-fil-A every week for a year. So
yes.
52 free meals.
Yes.
But it's only the number one meal. Whatever. What's the number one? Just standard chicken
Probably
sandwich?
Probably just their original.
Okay. Every week for 52 weeks. So $300-some-odd in value. Is that worth waiting in line overnight for 12 hours for?
I think if you really enjoy a good chicken sandwich, absolutely. And you're buying it regularly, I mean, why not?
Okay. Have you ever waited in line for something?
No. I don't care about anything enough to wait in line.
Forget about Chick-fil-A. I don't think it's worth it. In my opinion, yeah. I'm on that board. But have you ever waited in line for something? And what's the longest you've waited in line for? And what was it?
Oh, I don't know. Because if there's a long line, I usually just change my mind. Like, I convince myself it's not worth it.
I've done the Black Friday thing before. I've waited in line for something at Kohl's.
Oh, see, and I'm not a Black Friday shopper.
What'd you get, Gunner?
I'm trying. It had to have been some sort of electronic.
Right. You're an electronic on Black Friday kind of guy.
It had to have been. And Kohl's, you know, they started doing the electronic thing a number of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was something on Black Friday at Kohl's. And then you get the Kohl's cash, like the escalated Kohl's cash and stuff like that with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't.
No?
No.
What about you?
JP?
I was doing that zip line, the Slotzilla in Vegas, and that took me a good hour and 15 minutes to get on it for about a 2-minute zip line. But all I said the whole entire time was, "Whee!"
You waited over an hour? No. See,
You wouldn't do that?
No. I don't go to opening day at movies. I just don't have the patience to stand in line. Other people in line just make me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't. I have a personal bubble that I like people to respect. And when you get into long waiting lines, they don't respect the bubble. I'm the same way at the grocery store. Yeah. Don't get close to me.
Yeah, no. Like the lines like a Disney or whatever. Like,
yes.
Yeah, you're not going to get to the front any faster by pushing on the people in front of you.
Exactly. And you just make that person irritated.
Yeah.
But to that point, like even the grocery store lines, I would rather walk around the store and keep checking on the lines than to stand in line.
What in your life did you wait in a long line for, and was it absolutely worth it? All right, we asked the question, what in your life did you wait in a long line for, and was it absolutely worth it? It's a question that came because Chick-fil-A out in Mesa, Power and McKellips opened today. There's people that camped out for 12 hours to get free Chick-fil-A, one number one meal every week for a year, so 52 free meals, ultimately. But what have you waited in line for? And you said you just don't have the patience to do that.
I don't. I just don't.
I feel like what Kyle in Queen Creek stood in line for, you may be willing to do that, especially if your team is in it.
Okay. Got it? I know where this is going.
Kyle.
At 2001, stood in line for over 16 hours for game 6 tickets of the Diamondbacks.
I get that, okay. All right, touche.
16 hours, though, man.
I don't know if I could do 16 hours, but I would wait in line for
that. I was relieved by my friend, and he never came.
So you didn't even get to relieve yourself.
Didn't even get to relieve. Just stood there the entire time.
Oh! And,
I mean, you went to the bathroom somewhere, right?
You know, they had some porta potties that were like across the street, but you were always wondering, like, if I do that, will they let me back in line?
Right.
So kind of, you know.
Did your friend
I bought the tickets, I was relieved.
Okay. Did your friend end up going to the World Series with you, or did you just kind of blackball him?
No, he did, but I made him pay extra.
I made him pay extra. That's good stuff.
Interest.
Thanks for the call. Terry is in Mesa. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
What did you stand in line for?
I stood in line for 12 hours for a television at Circuit City, and at the time I was in Peoria, Illinois.
So it would have been cold.
So it was freezing cold.
Oh,
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
Okay, so this is Circuit City. This is back in the day. What size TV was it?
You know, I don't remember. I don't remember what size it was. It couldn't have been that big. Probably 22 inches.
22 inches. It was probably a tube TV, not even a flat screen.
It wasn't the flat screen. No.
Yeah. Terry, good stuff. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening. Courtney in Phoenix. Hi.
Hi.
You stood in line for 10 hours for what?
So I was 10 years old, and my friend and I stood in line for NSYNC tickets.
Like 10 hours for NSYNC.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom just dropped us off downtown, put us in line, and left us there.
Wow.
Where were the tickets at?
Down at the, I don't know, what is it called now?
No. Where were the seats at? Like, were they good?
Oh, no, they were pretty far back.
See? I mean, if it was for, like, front row or, like, first 10 rows, maybe I went in line.
No, right.
No, because they didn't sell them online then. So that was your only option, was to stand in line.
I guess that's not interesting. That makes sense. But,
how the tickets were back in the day, man.
Wow,
that's good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.